Moore announced the moves Friday morning at a press conference at Quincy City Hall. He describes what the Adams County Community Response Task Force will do.
The task force has been formed to coordinate services, align efforts across multiple agencies, and collaborate so our community is ready to meet and respond to the challenges ahead. We will work together to develop a plan to where Quincy and Adams County can come out stronger for this event than we ever were.
The 12-member task force, a mix of government, business, faith, and nonprofit leaders, includes Adams County Board Vice Chairman Brett Austin, County EMA Head John Simon, QPS Superintendent Roy Webb, GRETIF Head Marcel Wagner, and JWCC President Mike Elby. The task force plans to send out a survey to businesses, churches, nonprofit groups, and government agencies asking what they need to get by during the pandemic. Moore also announced the impending creation of the Small Business Emergency Loan Fund.
This fund will give $10,000 microloans to the small businesses in Quincy who have been hardest hit by the stay-at-home order. The loan program will be a 1% loan paid back over 8 months with no payments due for 6 months. There will be a lot of state and federal programs out there for small, medium, and large businesses. We hope for our small businesses that this program can be used as a bridge to help get these businesses through until the state and federal programs can kick in.
The $500,000 fund will be formed using money from the city's Economic Development Loan Fund. Moore says the city council has agreed to waive three readings of the ordinance and pass it Monday night. The plan is for the loan application to be posted online at the city's website Tuesday morning, and the fund's loan committee will then meet on Wednesday, April 8th, and each Wednesday after that. Moore says that checks could go out by mid-April. The 18-month loans for small businesses of 2 to 50 people would have only a 1% interest rate. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.